Buckler gave orders quietly.
Logalog Django, would you split your force? Take half the Gaussum to the southwest gable and send the rest to the northwest corner, please.
Django nodded to Sniffy the Tracker.
You take half our tribe and cover the northwest ends. I'll take the rest and stand at the southwest corner.
They moved off promptly as Buckler continued with his strategy.
Diggs, Skipper, stay with me at the centre threshold. Okay, Formoles, spread every beast the length of this west wall, but send six to watch the other wall tops. Two to the east, two to the south, and two to the north. They can give the warning if the vermin start sending beasts around the walls. Wait, now, before you go, listen to what I say.
He looked at the abbey beasts and woodlanders, who, apart from the well-armed Gaussum, were carrying a variety of makeshift weaponry. Spades, digging forks, hoes, window poles, wood axes and kitchen knives.
All of you, stay in clear view, holding your weapons so they can be seen. But don't do anything until we give the order. Above all, stand silent. Don't start threatening and shouting war cries. Right, go to it.
There was an air of tension pervading the warm summer noon as both sides faced each other in complete silence. All that could be heard was a few larks on high over the western flatlands beyond the walls. Buckler used an old unsettling tactic, addressing a ravager at random. Pointing to one at the left flank, he inquired,
"You! What do you want here?"
As the dumbfounded vermin stared up at him, Swilt stood out, answering sharply,
"If you have anything to say, you'll speak to me."
Buckler leaned on a battlement, replying casually,
"I've got nothing to say at the moment, except to what I asked that other clod. What do you want here, and who are you, eh?"
Swilt stiffened, his paw seeking the longsword beneath his flowing cloak.
"I am Swilt the Shade, commander of the Ravagers, and I wish to speak with your leader, the one who rules this place."
Buckler twitched his ears, smiling easily.
"Well, ain't that a pity? You'll just have to speak to me. Buckler Cordine at your service, Blademaster of Salamandastron."
Swilt looked about to speak when Buckler halted him with an upraised paw.
"Swilt the Shade, eh? I've heard of you. Aren't you the one who sneaks around the countryside stealing babes from their mama's paws? A real brave warrior."
A loud snigger from Diggs was heard clearly as Buckler continued,
"I don't think I want to bandy words with a coward like you. No, I'll speak with her, Valere, the Sable Queen, who lives at Althea."
The young hare could tell by the look which passed betwixt Swilt and Valere that his remark had hit home. How did he know of Althea? Valere answered him,
"I did not come here to play guessing games and exchange insults. No doubt you are wondering what has become of your young ones."